USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker AstraZeneca is revising the data from its American COVID vaccine trial. The updated report revises its shot's efficacy in preventing symptomatic cases of COVID-19 to 76%. A release on Monday claimed the rate was 79%. The report still says its shot is 100% effective in protecting against severe cases of the disease. Several health officials had called the company's data into question, accusing AstraZeneca of cherry-picking to make the shot appear more effective. And South Korean officials say that the North Korean military has fired a pair of ballistic missiles, the second launch from the North Koreans in less than a week. The missiles splashed down in the Sea of Japan early Thursday morning local time. The South Korean government says they and U.S. intelligence are analyzing the flight paths for any additional information. The North Koreans launched a pair of short-range ballistic missiles over the weekend as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Investigators continue to search for a motive in Monday's shooting at a Colorado grocery store that left 10 people dead. The suspect, 21-year-old Ahmad Alyssa, will make his first court appearance on Thursday. He's charged with 10 counts of murder. Kathy Guider is a former FBI agent who tells CBS News that investigators will be looking into Alyssa's background to try to piece together a picture of his personality.
They're going to look at everything to do with his background, his life history, basically. They are going to talk to, you know, the family members. They are going to talk to classmates, neighbors, anybody that's had any interaction with the subject. They are going to conduct interviews with, and they are going to, you know, go in depth on these. So they're just going to talk to anybody, school teachers, coworkers, former employers, anybody that he has been associated with in the last several years. They are going to interview.
Alyssa's family says they believe he was paranoid and suffered from mental health issues. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two men are in jail after the death of a spring breaker in Florida. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Two men visiting Florida for spring break are in jail without bond after police say they drugged and raped a woman who was later found dead in her hotel room. 24-year-old Dorian Taylor and 21-year-old Ivoire Collier, both of North Carolina, are charged with drugging, raping, and robbing 24-year-old Christine Englehart of Pennsylvania while all three were visiting Florida. Authorities say the suspects met the woman at a restaurant where they allegedly gave her a green pill. The men accompanied Englehart into a Miami Beach hotel, then leaving 40 minutes later. Police also say another video shows the suspects using Englehart's credit card to buy alcohol at a local liquor store. The victim was later found dead inside her hotel room. Everyone in this case is now awaiting an autopsy report. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And following a hot mic moment, one hockey referee has found himself banned from working any more games for the NHL. Referee Tim Peel was caught on mic during Tuesday night's game between Nashville and Detroit, saying that he wanted to give Nashville a penalty after making a questionable call against the Predators.
There wasn't much, but I wanted to get a penalty against Nashville early in...
That audio courtesy of Fox Sports Tennessee. NHL Senior Executive Vice President of Hockey Operations Colin Campbell called Peel's conduct in direct contradiction to the league's efforts to ensure the integrity of the game. Peel was set to retire from officiating at the end of the season. He had been a referee with the league since October 1999, officiating more than 1,300 NHL games in his career. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.